It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today on the phone, I've got Sarah Pugley. She is in charge of the Easter egg hunt that is going on Saturday in Helper. And Sarah, first, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I'll tell you what, this has been a tradition for as long as I can remember. I can't even think back to how long it's been that this Easter egg hunt has been going on for years.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. My grandpa used to be involved with it, and it's just kind of been something that I've always volunteered with. And then eventually I took it over because I just enjoyed it so much. So this will be my third year being in charge of it all.
Okay, so let's get into the particulars of it. We are, it's this Saturday, it's 9 o'clock. Now, where is it at?
It's at the Helper Ball, right by the pool.
Okay, so it's in the baseball park?
Yes.
Okay, it's not in the park itself, it's in the baseball park.
Well, we have different age groups. One will be in the main park, and the other will be in the actual baseball field.
Okay, see, and that, so it'll kind of break down a little bit. You were saying, we were just talking a little bit off the air, and you've been kind of overwhelmed with donations this year. Is kind of what you were saying?
Yeah, the community has really come together. Originally, my goal was to have about 3,500 eggs, and we definitely surpassed that. Right now, we have about 5,000 eggs total. So there will be no shortage of eggs or prizes or anything else there.
So get on out and have a good time, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you were saying that your grandfather used to do this and you used to help him and then you kind of have just taken it over. How long have you been involved with it?
This is actually about my just fourth or fifth year, like being like volunteer-wise, or this is my third year being in charge of it all, but I've been volunteering for years on end with it, just helping put things out, helping stuff them. It's just a little bit here and there.
And it's, like I said, I grew up in Helper, and I can't remember a year when this Easter egg hunt wasn't taking place. And that's just, I mean, it's been going on for that long. I think to say 50 years wouldn't be too far off.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And it was, I believe originally it was by the Lions Club is who started the Easter egg hunt. And then it's just kind of morphed into other things from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one last time, let's give us a quick rundown of it. It's this Saturday. It's at the park in Helper. You're going to have different areas for different age groups. Excuse me.
Yes, and we'll have signs so everyone can find out just easily where to go.
Okay, and that is at 9 o'clock. It starts at 9 o'clock sharp. So
yes.
Be there earlier. Don't be there at 9 o'clock. Be there a little bit before 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Sarah, thank you for taking out the time and talking with us about it. I appreciate you doing this, and I appreciate you taking over the Easter egg hunt and coming on the air and talking to us about it.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on. I love doing this every year.
Thanks for the time. So now for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to CastleCountryRadio.com.